Democratic Alliance has sent Parliament a letter of demand to find a suitable alternative venue for the institution to do its work while the rebuilding of the precinct is ongoing. The Minister of Finance has allocated Parliament 2 billion rand to rebuild. We are yet to know what the timelines are, but indications suggest that it will take about 4 years for Parliament to be rebuilt. Our view is that the institution should find an alternative venue, which they've had a year to do, an alternative venue for Parliament to do its work, because we're of the view that a hybrid setup where some members of Parliament and some members of the cabinet are unable to connect in a country with rolling blackouts is not an effective way of holding the executive to account, which is our core mandate as an institution. In addition, it is important that our work is publicly available and publicly accessible. At the moment, that is not the case. The members of the public have not been able to access Parliament since 2020. It is our view that this is in contravention of the Constitution, which does mean and does demand that the public is accessing the work that we do. In addition, it is costly and ineffective and unsustainable for Parliament to be continuously renting and hiring venues for it to do its work. This 8 million rand bill that has been allocated to hosting SONA, the debates, and the budget speech could have been avoided if Parliament had its own alternative venue where they could have their own equipment that need not be hired. And this is why we have given them 14 days to provide us with a timeline on when we will find an alternative venue for Parliament to do its work, because it's absolutely important that if we are to uphold the Constitution, that we hold the executive to account, we make sure that our work is publicly available, and we find a venue that is also cost effective.